She's dummy.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb, I'm smart, and I want respect.
Unsanitary.
That's it. It's unsanitary.
You know, I when I was in community college.
Yes.
There was a girl.
Are we going?
Yeah. Huh. There was a girl from, I think she was from, you know, some Middle Eastern country.
Lithuania.
No, Middle Eastern.
Oh.
Like,
Ethiopia.
Exactly. And she was talking about, she used to go to a hookah bar. And yeah. She was like, but we didn't, you know, we didn't smoke hashish, and she had an accent. And I was like, and she said, and then we had to introduce the other person. I was like, to get to know you part of the whole freaking thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, and she goes to a hookah bar and smokes hash. And everyone started laughing. I'm like, oh, what the hell's, you know, I don't know what hash is.
You know what hash was?
I mean, I knew it was weed-esque, yeah. You know, but yeah. It's not really weed. I don't know what the fuck it is, really. I'm sorry, I've never smoked hash before. I'm not a
You know, your cousin foreigner. Your cousin got pinched trying to leave Canada with hash?
Really?
Yeah. My dad had to go drive up and bail him out because nobody else would.
That's so awesome.
I think he had to bring him like underwear or something too.
Wait a minute. Which?
Because he soiled his shorts.
One of your brothers or?
No.
Another cousin?
Another one of your cousins.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Great guy.
But the girl who I had to, it was phenomenal looking.
Really?
Yeah. Like.
Super hot.
Super hot.
Huge Egyptian. Cans.
Yeah. She looked like Cleopatra.
Get out of here.
Yeah, she was like exotic looking. Like she had like, her skin wasn't like too dark, you know what I mean? So she didn't look like an Egyptian, I wouldn't say. I'd say she looked more like a, I don't know, she had a little flair to her, you know? A little.
How do you know what an Egyptian looks like?
I've been to Egypt.
1,000 years ago?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Okay. I mean, they all look like Africans, right? We all looked like Africans that long ago.
I guess we all did. Exactly. We all come from Africa?
Yeah.
Every one of us, huh?
Yep. Do you want to dispute that?
Even Sarah Palin.
Especially Sarah Palin.
I can see Russia from my house.
I can see black cocks from my face. yeah. Hey, hello, everybody.
Hey, episode 32.
Yeah, man, it's been a while. It seems like it's been a long time.
It's been almost 2 weeks.
Wow.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been over. Actually, yeah, because we recorded on a Friday the last time.
Yeah.
And then we were going to record again last weekend, except the old Will came down with the swine flu.
Yeah. So I had I had a Christmas party one day, and then so we couldn't record that day, and then you just got super sick.
Super fucking sick.
You feeling better on the mend?
Yeah. I came home midweek and was like, you know, one of those things where you're at work and it's noon and you're just thinking,
I'm not going to make it.
This isn't going to be good.
Yeah.
And it just went downhill from there. Yeah. I had a meeting at 3 o'clock I had to attend, and I was just miserable the whole damn time.
Was it like the bartenders had to come in or?
Yeah.
That's
a
weird kind of.
We're going through the menus. Well, there's a kids event coming up. So we had to make sure we had the crayons and the coloring books ready to go, you know, like, hey, which one is your server? Yeah. And you have to color them in. So I had to get all those materials, and I was supposed to bring them to a kid's event 2 days later on Friday, but I never made it.
Yeah.
I never made it. Had to turn in the old apron.
Yeah.
The Golden Corral.
The old smock.
The old smockaroo. Yeah, but I was rolling with I got home, it was like 103.5.
Damn.
And then I rolled about 102.5 to 103 for 6 straight days.
Man.
Went to the doctor, happened on Wednesday, went to the doctor on Friday. And was like, hey, I'm peeing brown, and I'm running a crazy-ass fever.
Yeah.
And he looks at me and says, you feeling? You got any congestion in your chest? You coughing? I said, no. He's like, well, it's not the flu. Why don't you wait it out? We'll see what happens. So he does his exam, won't give me the flu test for whatever reason, washes his hands, grabs a towel, dries his hands, then proceeds to wipe his nose and really, like, get in there to try to get some bugs out. Yeah, this guy was fly by night, to say the least.
Well, you get what you paid for.
Yeah, that's true. Well, then so I go back.
Thanks a lot, Obamacare.
He's like, hey, listen, come back on like Sunday if you're, you know, nothing's happened. So by Sunday, nothing has happened. I'm still just fucking raging. Come in on Monday morning, the doctor says, different doctor says, wow, that's a long time to have a fever. It's like, yeah, no shit. So then I got a flu shot, and then she just gave me a bunch of pills. I was like, hey, listen, knock that shit down.
Damn.
And it worked. But that was like a week. It's like a week I was out cold.
That sucks. Glad you're feeling better.
Yeah.
Now I got allergies up the butt and sneezing. Like, I've never had allergies before, and they hit me like a fucking ton of bricks, and I hate them.
What do they say? How long have you been here?
8 years.
Yeah, that's what they say. Mm-hmm. Between 8 and 10 years.
Yeah. It hit me.
You know who they are?
They are?
Yeah.
Native Texans?
The Asians.
Really?
They say that all the time.
They do?
They do.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't want to generalize, but...
But it's always the Asians who say it?
It's always. They always come up to you like, hey, 8 to 10 years?
You open a fortune cookie,
you
8 to 10 years, you will have allergies.
Gotta the allergies. Confucius says, allergies in your future.
Usually they say 15 minute, but this time they say 8 to 10 years.
With good behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah, allergies suck around here.
Yeah, they do.
They're the balls.
Oh, well. How you been, buddy? Besides that.
Other than been sick?
Yeah.
I've been great.
Yeah.
I've been great. Had a lot of chance to binge watch some TV.
That's good.
Yeah, get caught up on some shows.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Oh, you know. It's the V-Pump. Oh, Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, my God. Season, you pumping it up?
I think it was season 8. Back in effect.
Wow.
Big time. So the gang's all back together.
Man,
you want to? I got a whole review. Can we dive into it?
I don't, but let's hear.
Let's do it anyway.
What else do we got?
I don't listen to you anyway on this. We've all noticed that one. Well, the gang's ready to take the next step in their lives, right? So Jax and Brittany had a long, tumultuous last season. Broke up several times. Jax cheated on her. All kinds of stuff. I mean, you know, this poor girl, heart of gold, boobs made of silicone, heart made of gold. Right?
Yeah. Just so right up my alley.
She takes him back. Poor guy's dad dies.
Oh, no.
You know, has a change of heart. He's an all-new man, proposes to her. She accepts, all right? Oh, all the lead-up. How is this going to go? Is Jax going to be on the straight and narrow? Who knows? But I will tell you the most surprising thing that happened during that episode. They said coming up this season, and they have all these snippets and clips, and... there was some sort of argument that was going on. You know those things where it's like bang, bang, like half a second.
Yeah.
There was a linebacker who was running down a hall, and this linebacker had short blonde hair. And I was like, wow, that looks like a swimmer. Who is that person? And then the new episode starts, and God damn it, if Billy Lee doesn't come walking in with blonde hair. I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
This does not bode well for my Billy Lee fantasies.
You're not a fan of blondes?
No, I'm not a fan of pimply backs that go, you know, drive in movie theater screen wide.
So because you noticed that, you didn't know it was her.
I still don't know it's her, but I'm pretty goddamn sure it's her. So you remember those times when you showed me those pictures and you're like, this is what she really looks like? Yeah. I said, no, no, it's not.
Yeah, when she's got 350 up over her head.
I think, she's just dropping deadlifts like a motherfucker. Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen.
You may have jerked off too soon. You're like, oh no, I prematurely jerked off.
Well, I tried afterwards too. It still worked, but.
Yeah, well.
I mean.
You know.
Hey.
If you tug on it long enough, something's going
to
happen.
Everybody's got a bad side.
Yeah.
Hers just happens to be with no makeup at any angle.
Yeah, and it's her backside, which is your
shoulders.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, we'll see what happens on the rest of the season. Regardless of that, you know, there's all kinds of goings on. You know, James Kennedy, the white Kanye West, as they all call him on the show.
Don't know him.
Neither do I. Nor should you. He's not the white Kanye West, but they unapologetically refer to him as that because he's a DJ at Pump. It's one of the restaurants that Lisa Vanderpump works owns. So he keeps the crowd going with "See you next Tuesday." That's when that's his gig.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
yeah. It's clever.
Yeah,
it's clever is what I'm saying.
I knew that back in fucking middle school.
Well, chances are he's been cheating on his girlfriend, and that's going to be a big thing this season. So look out for that on Vanderpump Rules this year. You know, we may be tearing the cover off of Billy Lee, literally.
I'd like to apologize to everybody for the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Let's get into some good stuff,
listeners.
So, anyways, we had this... I'm in line getting food, and our VP of...
awesome.
of human resources comes up to me. The lady puts the whole thing together, super nice. She comes up and she's like, hey, do you mind doing 10 minutes of stand-up? And I'm like, honestly, there's nothing I can say up there that won't get me fired. And I'm not prepared.
Yeah.
You know, I might be able to string together 10 minutes, but it's not going to be anything anybody out there wants to hear.
Do you mind doing a tight 10?
I know.
Where'd that come from?
It came from, you know, she knows that I do it, and she's, you know, she's super fun. She's nice.
Yeah.
So she ends up asking me if I would start emceeing and like read off like when people win on the prizes and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So I could fight. And that's why I did a little dance at the beginning, was to get extra tickets for our little raffle that we have for all the gifts, you know?
Yeah.
We had like a Segway and a, you know, huge TV and...
The little dance that what you showed me on the phone before.
Exactly, yeah.
So
yeah.
What you showed me was you dancing to Jump Around.
Yep.
Doing all kinds of kick-ass moves like the robot and then...
Well,
I don't know what the hell it was.
That was me just fucking...
Shucking and jiving.
Jamming out.
And then you did the worm.
I did the worm, yeah.
Which was awesome.
I know. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
So
not the worm, the reverse worm.
Yeah, I don't know. Is there, should I have gone forward?
The worm is going, I always think the worm is going forward. Backward one is a little more difficult.
I don't know. I only know how to go backward.
Yeah.
No going back for me.
That worm needs to creep out. Yeah.
Yeah. So I did the worm. And yeah, so I got the extra tickets. Didn't win fucking shit either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Felt like a real asshole.
So you emceed the rest of the event.
I emceed the rest of the event. The wife got a little pissed at me.
Uh oh.
Because I, you know, was kind of doing that instead of spending time with her. But what are you going to do?
When the Veep asks you to jump, you say,
yeah, how high? Yeah.
How high?
Yeah.
Please don't fire me.
Exactly.
So why didn't you bring the wife up? You could have got
a duel?
Yeah. A daddy-daughter scene.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds kinky.
Spanktronimous.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to pause this 1 second. And we're back.
Yeah, yo.
Yeah, no, it seems like it's working. I don't know. For those of you who are like, hey, this podcast has sucked so far.
Yeah.
You're right. No, we're trying to work out. We just, you know.
How many fucking episodes are we going to have where we're like, hey, we're working on the audio?
You know.
Too many more.
Exactly. Yeah. I just backed up a dump truck full of cash with this stupid fucking thing.
We're incrementally upgrading this whole entire project.
Yeah, so.
I wonder if by like 100 we'll be just a polished engine of machine, or we'll fast forward to 100. We're like, well, the new mixer fucking really.
Yeah, it really sucks for us.
The fart machine screwed us again.
That's what I call my butt.
The old fart machine.
Yeah. So no, Christmas party went well, and then we're supposed to have my wife's Christmas party.
Yeah.
Had a sitter all lined up.
Yep.
And then
handsome sitter as far.
Yeah. Yeah. He was okay looking. Yeah. He came down with the sniffles. So yeah.
Yeah.
Had to pull out.
Well, that guy sounds like, it sounds like it's a lot worse than the sniffles, but I mean, I don't know him.
Yeah, no, and it you know, knowing him, it's just a, we'll do it. Yeah, no problem. Anytime you need it, you just ask. And then we ask.
Yeah.
And then, oh man, shit. So,
yeah.
Nah, man, I got to clip my grandpa's toenails that day.
You know, my bad. Sounds like it would be the same grandpa, but, I just would like to go on record as saying, I don't know who this person is, but you carry a lot of baggage with you. I think you just need to let go of it, okay?
Is that a fat joke?
Maybe this...
Is that a fat joke?
No, it's not. No, it's not, because you can't let go of that.
It's true. I've tried.
The fact of the matter is, this guy sounds like a really genuine character, a real gentleman.
Real salt of the earth.
Yeah. And you're kind of screwing him over here. But I put him on blast. All right.
Hey.
Guy offered to help you out, and all of a sudden he comes down with HIV, and now you're just going to shit on him?
Hey, if the
I don't know.
The shoe fits.
Yeah. If the dirty condom fits.
Yeah. Why do you have to put it in your mouth?
The unwashed needle fits. Wear it.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty much all that's happened in our life. We got our Christmas shopping going. Have no idea what to get the wife.
Really?
Zero clue.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
she's not leaving any Easter eggs for you?
No.
Yeah.
She's just going to buy a bunch of clothes for herself, and then it was for me.
You romantic son of a bee.
You know.
Why don't you come home with a little lacy undergarments? Maybe something for her, too.
Yeah. That's also a present for me, right? That's always dumb. I hate that shit.
Yeah. You could give it to me. I'll take it.
Yeah, I bet you would.
I would love it.
Yeah.
I would love to. Yeah, I got a gift all lined up. I'm kosher. Yeah. Mrs. Shake's birthday is tomorrow.
You going Jewish?
Yep. Kosher. Exactly. I got an entire pig slaughtered in the kosher fashion.
So, and her birthday's tomorrow, so you screwed there.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I doubled it up. Yeah. We went with a new phone.
Oh, yeah?
She's been needing one for a while. So I've been
speaking of romantic.
Dragging ass. Oh, please.
Yeah. Something you can get on a whim on a Tuesday.
I fired through a ton of dink pics on that thing.
Yeah?
Just threw them right on there. Yeah. When you turn it, right when she brings that thing to AT&T to fire it up, it's going to be like a, I like to say a
coffee,
big old
schmins. Coffee's going
to
be there?
Yeah.
I listened to episode 31 on the way here. I enjoyed it.
My man, coffee.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
What's in the news, buddy? Let's move on.
I don't want to go to the news just yet because you had a story about a band from the last time, Four Non Blondes.
Yeah. Did we figure out what song that was yet?
I
think I know it now.
Fuck. I can picture her. Her name's Linda something, and she's got she looks like a steampunk top hat.
Yeah.
What's going on?
That's right? The one. Yeah. So I'm in middle school.
Yeah.
And that song is the jam when I'm in middle school. For those of you who don't know, I had a stepfather. His name was Buster. Buster
treated you like Buster Douglas.
He beat the shit out of me. So I'm home one day and he's singing that song. That song's on like MTV or something like that. And he goes, this is his way of letting
me know. You got to know what this guy looks like.
Yeah.
Then map it over to him, sing it.
Yeah. Yeah. And he looks over at me, he goes, that's my daughter. She has a voice of she sings like a bird, huh? And I'm like, first of all, you have a kid? Like, you've been my stepfather for 8 years. I didn't know you have a kid. And he's like, yeah, that's my daughter. So now I go.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is what he's saying.
This is what he says to me. So I go into school and I tell everybody,
yeah,
hey, stepsister, Four Non Blondes.
Yeah.
What's going on?
What's going on is right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta see her in concert or something.
Yeah.
That's my stepsister.
Yeah.
Into high school. Yeah. Chick Four Non Blondes. My stepsister. Yeah. Come to find out, no, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was never true. I told everybody.
Might have been a psychotic break, maybe.
Something.
That led to that.
Yeah. He definitely had a daughter. And yeah. I guess what he meant to say is that.
She was blonde.
She was not a blonde. She was not one of his daughters was blonde. All four of them.
All four of them were not blonde.
So I just looked like a complete asshole for, up until now, I guess.
I just like how you wrote. I mean, Four Non Blondes was popular for about 7 months.
Yeah.
And you rolled that from junior high right into high school.
Yep. That song's still good.
That'd be like me coming back right now and being like, hey, you know the lead singer Scorpion? It's my dad's dentist.
Yeah. It's close.
Yeah.
But
nobody cares about Scorpion.
Yeah. Except for Rock Me Like a Hurricane.
Actually, I think Scorpion is probably more popular these days than Four Non Blondes.
They definitely made a bigger impact on culture than...
What do you think the rhythm guitarist for Four Non Blondes is doing right now? Do you think he saved all that Four Non Blondes money?
No, I think... I think...
Session guitarist?
My stepsister is the only one who made money on that one. I'm almost positive.
Yeah, but she blew it on hats.
That's true. She had some dope-ass hats.
Dope-ass hats.
Yeah.
What's going on with those hats and those military jackets she used to wear?
You know, that was a style back then.
That's tough to find. Combat boots?
Not anymore.
I think she's super straight.
Yeah, right?
Yep.
Yep.
She totally is. That's cool. I didn't know I was related to the guy who's related to the guy.
Yeah. I felt like such an asshole when I met his daughter. It wasn't her. I was excited to see her. I had a poster and a Sharpie and everything.
That's when you turned to Buster. What's going on?
Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck is this? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, Buster.
Did you write any jokes? So we had three topics about 2 weeks ago.
Man, yeah. It's been a hectic little spot.
Hey, listen. The holidays can be crazy, all right?
Man,
don't let them get you down. Sometimes people get down during the holidays. Don't let it get to you, all right?
Okay.
Keep thinking positively.
Yeah.
Like your boy Pete Davidson, who tried to kill him, who threatened to kill himself on Twitter the other day.
Yeah, it's
this guy. I am very sympathetic towards the needs of the mentally ill.
Okay,
being one of them.
Okay, let's see. Wait for the butt.
But this fucking guy. I mean, who goes on Twitter and is like, I guess I'll kill myself now. And then, so now everyone has to go. Now, yeah, but everybody has to drop everything. Like, everything is, you know, everything's got to be about him. Center of attention, blah, blah, blah. Now I'm going to go kill myself. It's like, then go kill yourself.
You know, I'd like to disagree with you. So I'm going to. You're a real asshole.
Like, I am.
No, honestly, yeah. I have no time for people
for that kind of level of like narcissism and like the world revolves around me.
I think
it's be funnier if it was like that was like this is pre like Phil Hartman's death. If Phil Hartman was pulling this, I'd go over there and try to save him. Pete Davidson, I might give him a shove off the old Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah, you might put one in the chamber for him. Exactly. You'd be like, hey, let me knot that noose for you.
Exactly.
Let me tighten that belt up one more knot.
That doesn't look like it's gonna do the job.
Yeah. No, I don't wish anybody to kill themselves, but at the same time, when...
We've got one too many Pete Davidsons, is that what you're going to say?
One Pete Davidson is one too many.
That's what I'm saying.
No, the silver-haired Pete Davidson is not... I'm not a fan.
Silver-haired Fox.
I think when you cry out for help, you're not really going to do it, right? I think the people who really do it just don't ask. No one knows, you know? I mean, like, oh, shit, I never knew... And then they killed himself.
Yeah, like, what's going to happen? You go on Twitter and you're like, hey, I'm going to, I think it's time for me to leave the world today.
Yeah.
And then 90% of people are just going to be like, yeah, do it. Go for it. You know, on Twitter. Like,
I'm pretty sure that's what happened. Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah.
You know, 99% of the people are going to be like, hey, live stream it.
Yeah.
Just so I can tell.
Yeah, so I can jerk off while you do it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Do us all a favor.
Yeah. No, forget it. Not that guy. I don't like it.
Yeah.
So anyway, don't let the holidays get you down. All right, big guy.
Yeah.
If you ever feel like it's getting there for you, then you just tweet it out @sodumb_podcast.
Oh, look what you did there. That was beautiful.
Maybe put it as a comment on www.thisissodumb.com.
Yeah.
Could be any of those places.
Yeah. Instagram.
Instagram.
@sodumb_podcast.
That's right. So, and at least almost double digits of our listenership will actually see it and might reach out and say something.
Yeah, like do it.
Yeah. It's good for ratings. It's great for ratings.
Which one?
I don't know. So anyway, I don't know if these topics we got from the Twitter. I doubt it.
I literally didn't write any jokes for these.
We had office politics. Yeah, I had. Well, before I got sick, I had three of them. Office politics, road rage, and winter weather. I did nothing for road rage, nothing for winter weather, and I had three for office politics.
I kind of have a little story about road rage.
All right.
That I might be able to turn into something humorous, but it's kind of one of those things where
it's a little rough.
No. When I was in high school, I was, you know, I thought I was a tough guy. You know what I mean? I got in a lot of fights with other students, and I beat the shit out of them because, you know, I was fucking awesome back then.
Yeah.
And one time me and my buddy were in his new T-Bird when the T-Bird came out for a little bit and was kind of cool. And
I would choke on that too.
It was all, if I said it was, no, it was nice. It was a nice ride and all tinted windows. And, you know, he thought he was, black.
Was this a throwback T-Bird, or was the T-Bird looks like an IROC?
No, T-Bird looks like an IROC. Yeah, not the throwback one now with the weird window and stuff. Anyways, we were driving and some guy cut us off, and it's me and him and his girlfriend. And so we start honking back and forth and flipping him off, and then the guy gets out of his car, and he's about 6'4", 280 pounds of pure muscle.
Yeah.
And he comes up to us. We both are the biggest pussies in the world, like rolling up the windows, trying to lock the door. And the guy comes up and he knocks on I remember this to this day. He knocked on the door and he had this big ass ring that just, it would have left a mark on my skull. I know it.
Oh, so he did the backhand knock.
Yeah, exactly. Like, backhand knock with his ring. And I was like, we're like, no, just cowards. What? Like, just the biggest pussies.
Where was this?
This was, it was right by Cappy's. in Medford.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Fucking no way. Pussies. So what did the guy say?
He's like, he just looked at us and was like, you fucking pussies, and you just left.
Soiled yourself, yeah. Motherfuckers.
Yeah. Giant. He would have crushed us. And like, it's weird, like, you can go through thinking you're tough and like, oh, I'd fuck this guy up, until you're just faced with someone that you know would just demolish you. Like, you're not on the same level as some people. I see kids in high school now where I go, I think that kid could kick my ass.
Yeah, around
sad.
Here.
Yeah, they grow big.
They are fucking men around here.
Yeah.
Great kissers. Great kissers. Yeah, I don't know where they learn that shit, but...
From their teachers, it seems.
Oh, man.
Yeah, a lot of that.
No shit there is.
A lot of that.
What's the... Yeah, the one that... So we were passing around some more teacher. I know we've gone over the teacher stuff 1,000 times, but this is a treasure trove out there of teachers.
Hotter and hotter.
Hotter and hotter. Miss Kentucky?
Yeah.
There's now one about Miss Kentucky who was sending like naughty.
Twat shots.
Yeah. Was it twat shots?
I don't know, but it sounded good.
It sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I don't know. I wouldn't lead with the twat shot.
What if it
it's
looks
not the
good,
most
though?
Attractive part of a woman.
Oh, you like buttholes.
I love it. We got another story about that too. But
yeah.
I do like the chocolate starfish.
Do you like the hot dog flavored water?
I don't like the bidet. The bidet water. Former Miss Kentucky charged with sending obscene photos to students. I am offended by that. Who says they're obscene? Didn't we go over this with like the Mapplethorpe stuff? Define obscene. That was way back in the day.
It must have been.
Let's see. Of course, boy, I really have to upgrade this fucking computer. This thing is a piece of dog excrement.
Yeah.
Somebody told me I swear too much on this, by the way. I dropped too many F-bombs. Shout out to that person.
I agree.
Who is one of our 8 listeners.
Thanks, Mom.
It's a, well, it's your grandmother, but that's it. Did you?
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm not going to bring it up, but it's maybe the funniest fucking thing ever.
I gotta think that my mom wrote it for her.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I don't even want to hear that it was
because
it's just so funny because it sounds like I've been downgraded like 4 times.
Yeah.
Instead of like, happy Merry Christmas, Nana, it says Merry Christmas in quotes, Aunt Rita.
Yeah.
As far as I'll go is aunt, and that's a sarcastic aunt at best. A former Miss America contestant was arrested Friday after West Virginia authorities say she sent obscene photos to a 15-year-old student she once taught. Ramsey Bierce, 28, was charged with 4 felony counts of distributing or displaying obscene matter to a minor. I wouldn't want someone to call my vagine obscene matter. According to the criminal complaint, the science teacher sent lewd pictures via Snapchat. I thought Snapchat, like, disappeared. I'm not on Snapchat, but I thought that was the whole beauty of it. Like, it's like Snap.
That shit is everywhere.
I know. Once it's out there, it's out there. Boy, this girl is really distraught, though. See that picture of her?
Yeah, wouldn't you be?
Well, no. Most of those teachers don't look like that. Like, she looks really remorseful, sad. Like, holy cow, this is going to end my life. Is she married?
These women always are.
They're all married.
Yeah, those guys just must.
I know. And then those cucks have to show up at the, they show up at the court and everything.
Yeah.
And they usually have like those lousy friggin' beards.
Oh, like the thin, like the pencil beard.
Yeah, like your buddy from
Jersey Shore. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, he's from Jersey. He's your buddy up north. Your CrossFit buddy. Our fave listener.
Oh yeah, he's got that.
He's got one of those
beard.
lousy beards too.
Yeah,
great guy. Lousy beard.
Yeah.
He'll probably end up on that too.
You think?
Yeah. He'll end up in court like that.
Okay. Hey, this is not coming from me, bud.
It's coming from me.
Listen.
Yeah.
There was one in Austin who taught at Lake Travis.
Yeah.
Did I send you that one?
You did.
It was
send
this
me
year.
One.
I didn't hear about it in the news.
Yeah. You didn't hear about that one?
No. She's fantastic looking, too.
She's fantastic looking. I tried to email it to myself. It didn't work. But yeah, there's that whole, let's see. There was an email that we sent around on all the different teachers doing that kind of stuff. It was like a year in review of teachers who just were going bananas. What was the other one this week, too? I'm trying to look for it. Here's another one of my favorites. 300-pound woman pleads guilty to murder of boyfriend by sitting on him.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the opposite of what we're talking about now, but that's a pretty damn good one.
Yeah, except for when you read it, and she also stabbed him a bunch of times.
But she sat on him.
Yeah.
And that's the funniest part. I'm sorry. You will not ruin that for me. Yeah, there was a teacher in Austin. There was the one from Florida that was, what, like 3 or 4 weeks ago we talked about.
Yeah.
She was unbelievable.
Yeah.
What is going on? Like, you can't find any schmens your own age. You got to go dip into the high school pool. Yeah. There's got to be something about that. Like, you just want to turn the tables and teach a kid a lesson. I think these
kids have just, because there's porn is so readily available. They're like, listen, I will eat your butthole. Like, I'm 36, about to be 37. I will not lick a butthole. You can't pay me enough money to lick a butthole.
Are you serious?
These kids are like, butthole first.
I think that's what it is.
Butthole first. Yeah. Yeah, I don't even want to kiss you. I just want to, the butthole first.
So when you were growing
back
up,
into my tongue.
Were you ever under the the misconception that, like, hey, if you do butt sex, it's not real sex, so it's okay. Jesus is okay with it?
No, I'm not.
Apparently that's a deal. That's a thing that happens.
Especially in Utah. Mormon girls?
Utah.
The Mormon girls, like, they're like, yeah, they're just ass sex queens. They're like, You can just blow up my ass.
It.
Yeah.
Pronate me.
Yeah. But don't touch my vagina.
That is nuts. It's awesome.
Yeah. I wish I grew up in a place like that.
Man. That's unbelievable. Yeah. So.
When I went to, like, in middle school and going into high school, girls wouldn't even touch a dick. Like, they wouldn't do anything. And now.
Apparently now, not your dick.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't think I got any. I don't think I got any. I know for a fact I didn't get any middle school anything to touch my ween.
Yeah.
So I don't know where all this ween touching is coming from, but 15 years old.
Yeah. You got to have some game.
Oh, my God. I'd be ruining my religious shorts.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
It's sick.
You had that one teacher...
Yeah.
The Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom. What was she?
Miss Hampton Beach.
Miss Hampton Beach.
Yeah. Yeah, she was fantastic.
But then, Shout out
to Miss Russell.
There's plenty. Holy cow, this girl really is big. Wendy Thomas, 44, pleaded guilty to third-degree murder and suffocation death of her boyfriend because she sat on him.
Yeah, I love how he weighs 120 pounds.
I don't get that at all. I don't get.
I would like our listeners just to guess... what ethnicity the woman is and what ethnicity the guy is. Because it's the mix that you think.
That's right.
Yeah. It's always a skinny, skinny black guy with just the fattest white broad. It's the best.
She's a big old Betty. She a big old woman. That's unbelievable. Yeah. I don't get it. It would blow my mind. It would blow my mind if a teacher was ever like, I ever even thought for a second, if I even had an attractive teacher, first of all. Second of all, if I even thought for a second that she was like, you know, sweet on me.
Down?
Holy cow. I would talk about blowing it in an instant.
I know.
So many levels, I would blow it.
You blew it.
Well, that's, we've got two girlfriends of the week down and out already. Why don't we go over to the wedding photographer accused of sex with guest allegedly threatening cops. Y'all families will be dead. This is really the kind of girl that
she piques
my interest.
Especially when you see the Instagram pictures of her.
Yeah, she's phenomenal.
Another one.
Yeah, she's balls out phenomenal. Yeah.
I want to see the guy who got to bang her. Is that gay? Did I say that?
You did. And I don't... Is it gay? What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Gay about that. You want to know if you have a chance. That's why. You want to see how you stack up. Yes, it is. That's a subliminal. There's nothing wrong with it. You just want to see what he looks like so you could be like, holy cow, I could have totally banged her.
No, I know I could have.
Oh, okay.
I'm a charming motherfucker.
You are a charming motherfucker. That's right.
It's what I'm
you
getting.
You haven't gotten me, though, yet. Wink.
Yeah, please.
I'm just kidding. You
please.
Plow me.
Exactly. Like I would give you the opportunity to say no.
For the record, I'm still stopping.
No.
I'm still stopping myself from burping.
Attaboy.
It bothers the bejesus out of me.
And swearing. Bejesus.
Bejesus.
So yeah, no, this girl, what's her name? Like Sexy Mackenzie on Instagram.
Yeah.
Max something.
Yes. Max. I'm trying to pull it up, so it's not working. Boy, I'm really going to throw this thing through a fucking window. I really am. What do you think it is? Since I don't know computers.
Okay, when I was this computer purchased?
I don't know. It's from my wife's work. So okay, it was stolen from an Arby's.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. So there's your answer.
Seriously, look at this thing. It's still fucking scrolling. Oh, it just popped up. Because now I'm an asshole. All right.
You were an asshole before this whole thing.
Well, that's true, too.
This girl is, I saw the Instagram photos, and she is right up your alley with her caboose.
Yeah.
She's got a butt on her.
Yeah, she does.
So we'll give you the Instagram page so you guys can check her out, what her name is.
Yeah, we'll put it up on the site.
Yeah. I think I got it saved in my, I think I follow her on Instagram.
But anybody can be, anybody can be a wedding photographer these days, you know?
Yeah.
To then put your stuff, would you ever hire a wedding photographer that would put, like, crazy ass photos of herself up on Instagram?
Me?
Yeah.
Fucking
I mean, would. Right, I would. Her name's Catherine Mehta.
Her Instagram is Max_McIntyre.
Who moonlights as a model, Max McIntyre. I love when this thing catches up to you.
Oh, there you go, buddy.
Good.
Silence. All the blood is flowing from his brain into his weenie.
You know what the interesting thing though is, like, you look at her mugshot and it's not.
Yeah, she's not ugly, but she's
less
not
than impressive.
Yeah.
I
get her second to last photo that she posted is of her with a camera, like, hey, I'm about to go to a wedding, and then her life gets fucking turned upside down. That's right before it happened.
And she starts just, let's see. At 8:49 p.m., Med was asked to leave the Springs Event Pavilion in Weatherford, Texas, after allegedly having sex with a guest. She was told it was inappropriate. Then she allegedly walked toward a water fountain on site and began to yell before urinating on a nearby tree. Wow.
Yeah.
She sat in the back of the Parker County Sheriff's patrol car, allegedly yelled at deputies, "Y'all families will be dead by Christmas." Y'all's daughters are dead. How do you not hire a wedding photographer like this?
I mean,
her body's sick. Her body's sick. I wonder if she takes good pictures. Her selfies look pretty awesome.
I mean, the only thing that could make this better is if it was the groom who banged her, right? That would have made the whole thing.
Or
the bride.
Is he?
Yeah.
The bride.
Yeah. She would be in every fucking, like,
dream of mine for the rest of my life. Who's ever gonna say?
No, I just think she would be on every, like, talk show and stuff like that, because she just did a guest.
Yeah,
she's a piece of shit. Yeah. But if it was the bride, she'd be super famous right now.
Oh, I thought you meant like the bride would be on every. The bride probably would be on every too, show
yeah.
too.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I know.
That's so fucking great.
It would have been so great. Our fantasies dashed though.
So, speaking of which is not speaking of it at all. I just closed out the window and the next one came up, which is, judge resigns after telling lawyer to suck Viggo Mortensen's dick.
this guy's the man.
This, just the headline alone, you're like, how do you get there?
Yeah, this could not have been random.
So if you, we should put a picture of this judge up too, because if you look at this guy looks like,
he looks like he should be working at a pizza shop.
He looks like Ari Lang.
Yeah.
He looks like if Ari Lang was behind the bench, this is what this guy would look like. A New York judge has just announced he's resigning after someone lodged a formal complaint that he told an attorney he should get a hotel room and sucked actor Viggo Mortensen's dick. Judge John Hallett, who serves as justice in Luray Town Court in Jefferson County, is taking heat for a courthouse conversation he held last year with last January with a lawyer who was promoting a film festival honoring Viggo Mortensen. What is that? The judge allegedly responded the festival was
yeah
about the gayest thing I ever heard. The judge allegedly went on to say, "You and Viggo Mortensen should get a hotel room and suck each other's dicks." This guy sounds like a party.
Yeah.
Man. And then when you scroll down, it says on the side panel, Emily Ratajkowski's bikini bottoms are pretty much non-existent. And then I stopped reading altogether. Yeah. I started going down the click hole.
Did she do it for you?
No.
What?
Nope. She's too skinny.
She got huge tits for a skinny girl. It's awesome.
She's just too skinny. I don't like it. Nope. She's out. Sorry. Click. You're out.
Click.
Yeah, that's hilarious. I wonder if Viggo Mortensen thinks about that.
He was like, "All right, I'm down."
He probably was like, "You know what? It does sound like the gayest thing ever."
Yeah.
Why do we want to? He's a great actor, though.
He's been a couple good things.
Come on, what about that one where?
Let's do it.
What? Fuck me.
Oh yeah, this is.
He's not the Russian mob. He was in a mob.
Eastern Promises.
No, not Eastern Promises. The other one.
Oh, A History of Violence.
History of Violence. That's a great flick. Yeah.
Yeah. Eastern Promises. You see his little dingle though.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm good with that. I don't remember seeing it.
I do.
I wiped it out. Yeah.
You mean the tape from rewinding so much got
it burned up?
Yeah,
it burned up. I never thought a DVD could do that, but it did.
Yeah. Go figure.
Yeah, I think it was the Blu-ray.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I hesitate to ask, but I'm going to ask anyway.
Not tiny.
Really?
Yeah, tiny little tiny little dick.
Get the fuck out of here.
All right.
You wouldn't go on camera with that thing.
Yeah.
You wouldn't.
I mean,
would.
I'll do what it takes to get that job.
I wouldn't, Harpy. Hey, let's circle back because I do have those three jokes. Let's just fucking get it out of the way while you're looking at Twitter or doing whatever else the fuck
I'm finding. I'm finding you Viggo Mortensen's dick.
Oh, I really don't want to see it.
Too bad.
Okay. All right, ready? We had Office Politics, Road Rage, and Winter Weather. I went three on Office Politics. I wrote them as drafts and never looked at them again. So I'm going to read them as such. You ready?
Yep.
Political correctness has run amok in corporate America. The other day, I got reprimanded for referring to a technology project that I own as sexy. Can you believe that? Granted, it was Operation Dick Pick, but still. But still.
It's very timely. We're just talking about dicks.
All right, ready? To get ahead at my office, you have to do some serious FaceTime with the boss. Which means I'm screwed because I'm an Android guy.
You get down on Skype.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I like it.
Thank you. Ready?
Yep.
People who get ahead really need to know how to kiss a little ass. I go the extra mile. A rim job is a guaranteed exceeds expectations on the next performance review. I don't just kiss it.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I really get in there.
You do.
All right.
With your mouth.
Hey. That was it.
That was worth those going were the three. Back for.
It sure was. Was that supposed to be funny? Is what we call it. Are you still looking for Viggo Mortensen?
I got to find it now.
Now, is that a commentary on how small his junk might be?
Yeah.
Oh, so let's go back to, let me circle back to teachers because I did find one. The one that really kicked it off this week, well, the past 2 weeks, was ex-coach's wife, teen football player, agreed to sex to stay in her home. That's un-frickin' believable. I played football. Oh. This is a picture of Viggo Mortensen's.
Excuse me.
Do you think it's... Well... No, he's fully shaved, except he kept the bush, even around the nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you want to be true to form. I don't think Russian dudes would shave everywhere except for the balls, though.
Nah, those dudes are hairy as fuck.
Yeah.
Hey, it is what it is, man.
Hey, stop reaching back for it. I'm trying to look at it here. It's right against those Subway towels. What do you think those are? 6x?
Oh, man, are you trying to do a scale?
Yeah, I'm trying to like
scale it off.
Exactly. He's up against some Subway tiles. They're probably... I'm going to go... Those things are... No, this thing's got to be like 8 inches, right? The subway tiles, 8 by 2. But really, what I'm interested in is the length, which is only like 2. Yeah.
Yeah.
Viggo Mortensen making me feel better about myself every day. I like this guy as an actor.
He's a great actor now.
He pulls off some big dick schweg.
Yeah. He's got big dick energy, small dick.
Small life. Dick, actually.
Yeah. I can't wait to pull up my phone later at work and it still be up there on my photo. Let's see what first thing opens up.
I can't tell you how many times that's happened on what I've done with Pornhub.
Oh, yeah.
Because you walk into work and immediately Arby's is like, hey, join the Arby's network.
Yeah.
So you have to log in and then it pulls up the last screen you were on that particular one. And it's always like Pornhub, like, whoa. You know, because that fucking site, you click on something and it like jumps to a different page.
Oh, you've got different,
It's the hidden page. You never know that it's there.
Yep. Oh, it's there.
So we were also talking about eating buttholes. And there's that story about from the Ghanaian Guardian about the guy who... who got E. coli from eating his lady's butthole.
Yeah.
Said he wasn't feeling good, and they asked him what the last thing he ate was, and he said, you know, basically, my lady's butt.
Yeah. So again, that's why I don't eat butt.
And then he died.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah, but you have to have E. coli in your butthole.
I love it. It's from the Ghanaian Guardian.
I know. Yeah. And the person who wrote about it made it sound like it was from somebody from, like, Idaho. Like, it was like an Onion Report.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's an Onion Report.
Hot.
I'm pretty sure that after I sent it to you, I'm like, this can't be real. And then I looked it up and it's like, no, it's not real.
No.
No.
For real?
Yeah, I looked it up on Snopes. It's fake.
What the fuck is Snopes?
You know, Snopes is like a real, what do they call it? Like a fact checker.
So,
or it tells you about urban legends and shit.
Snopes fact checked almost immediately the fact that this guy got E. coli by eating butthole.
This has been going around a while, I guess. And they keep on doing it from different...
Ghana.
I know you. Yeah, come on, Ghana.
Gonorrhea.
We got to look up and see if the Ghana Guardian is a real news outlet.
I was interested. It was weird.
I thought you were going with the Uber Eats guy.
No. That guy.
Guy gets some Chinese food delivered. Opens it up and he's like, "Oh, that's a weird napkin." Pulls it out. It's a pair of skid marked underwear. What the fuck?
But did they link that back?
They don't know if it was from the Chinese food restaurant or from the Uber Eats driver. Both of them apologized. So, sorry, man.
The Uber Eats driver was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
They could probably do some DNA swabs on those runs.
Yeah, see what ethnicity it came from.
So they were legit tidy whities, huh?
Yeah, because... Oh, man. Yeah. Because he thought it was like a napkin. I was like, "Whoa, this is a high quality napkin."
Hanes in the business of making napkins now. Yeah. Good for them. Yeah, you know what? That's the thing about the Ghana Guardian that should have thrown me off. These pictures are all white people.
Yeah,
and the names were Michael Benson and Kevin Gates. I don't know that. You know, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying those don't sound like cats that live in Ghana.
Yeah,
if you found two white folks in there. Their names would be Michael Benson and Kevin Gates. And it just so happens they know each other. And one of them ate out the other one's girlfriend. All right.
Butt. Ate their butt.
Sorry, butt. Butthole. Ate the other one's butthole. Man, that's something else.
Man. Yep.
I'm
dirty
okay.
Butts and skid marks. When was the last time you had a really good skid mark in your underwear?
Oh, it's been a while.
Really?
Yeah. I wipe till I see blood.
You use sandpaper. Let me just scrape it all out.
I use a spackle knife.
Yeah.
I get all that stuff out of there.
Good for you. You use like baby wipes or something?
No.
No. Okay.
Do you?
No.
I hear people do that though.
Man, doo-doo, huh?
Yeah.
Doo-doo that.
I wonder if that would... Nah, I guess not. It wouldn't irritate your butthole, right?
See, that's my concern, is that you get like a kind of wet butthole. I guess you got to wipe with that and then a dry one.
And then dry it up?
Yeah.
I'd want to air dry though. It's just a lot of work. You know what I mean? I feel like when the end of the world comes, do you really want to be the guy who's like, I got to find some...
I think when the end of the world comes, you ditch that. You don't have to care about that anymore.
Right, but then it's one more thing to aggravate you. Like,
oh, because you're not used to it?
Yeah, like, oh, now I have to wipe with leaves. Yeah. My butthole's not ready.
Man, I'm just not even wiping anymore if the end of the world comes.
That's what I'm talking
about. I'm not even pooping anymore.
Wait a second.
Wait,
you're not wiping?
Nah, it's the end of the world. Who cares?
You do. You're walking around with like a open sore infested motherfucking butthole. I'm just butthole.
Laying down.
Haven't you seen The Road?
Viggo Mortensen.
Exactly. Viggo Mortensen.
Quick callback.
If he...
Good old Viggo.
Oh, shit. What do you think about a little celebrity douche, Les Moonves? Les Moonves had staffer on call for oral.
I would not call him a celebrity douche.
You call him a hero?
For that, I call him a celebrity trailblazer.
This was my favorite quote of the whole thing. Under circumstances that sound transactional and improper to the extent that there was no hint of relationship, romance, or reciprocity. That was what he got in trouble for, which was they were under circumstances that sound transactional and improper.
Yeah.
That is
paid for a blowjob.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to be a pretty good gig, though.
Yeah.
How much did she got paid?
There's no reciprocity. Like, yeah, that's the part that they're saying. Yeah, like, oh, like,
yeah. I mean, she, meaning that she
wasn't like, hey, my turn. Take those teeth out. Let's go.
Yeah.
Gum the shit out of me,
yeah,
Les.
Yeah, just work this thing.
Yeah.
My little button.
And his wife is like half his age.
Yeah. I mean, she's famous too. It's weird, you know?
What am I going to be like when I'm 70?
Oh, miserable. Just fucking miserable.
I'm a broken old man.
Yeah.
But if I'm super rich.
You're not going to be. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
How are you going to be a rich 70-year-old?
This thing is like 7 seconds from taking off.
Oh, yeah, getting taken off the air. You know, because...
Fired?
Yeah.
The FCC's coming down.
Yeah, imagine if Apple was just like, you know what? You're not worth it. Yeah. You're not worth our storage space.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're like 8 followers? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Way to go, losers.
8 followers.
We had that podcast meetup. We did not make it, though. No. That stinks. No.
We're working on getting on Spotify, though.
Yeah, it's only been
the hardest goddamn thing.
Over half a year.
Hottest goddamn thing I've ever experienced. We would explode on Spotify, I think.
You think? Big time. You think that's what's holding us back?
That's it?
Yeah.
That's all that's holding us back.
God damn it. I forgot to ask the wife to work on that.
Yeah, that was only 5 fucking weeks ago.
Yeah, you know what?
Screw you.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought you were going
to tell me. What does she have to be? She's already invested in this fucking thing.
Just by
me talking about it and having to listen to this piece of garbage.
So did you pimp it when you were at the Christmas
Hell
party?
Hell yeah, dude. I signed people up. I grabbed their phones. I put it on there.
At the Christmas party?
Yeah.
Nice.
Did you pimp it out when you were in Costa Rica?
I did, yeah.
You lie.
I did.
Did you?
Yep.
You tell the chiropractor?
I told...
In the casino?
When
the
guy I said did.
He
I told those
in
guys.
The internet?
And, yeah, the you guy said,
oh,
who worked
I'm also
in
the internet with my podcast.
Like I said, you should check out this podcast. I told the Costa Rican guy who said I look like Paul Walker. Told him.
You mean Chuck Norris's cousin?
Mm-hmm. Chuck Norris's cousin. Told him. You should check it out. And then I also told the guy who came up to me and said...
you want some cocaine?
Do you want some coca? You want some... I'm gay. Do you want some of that? I'm gay. Yeah. Here's my son. My son will tell you I'm gay.
My son will tell
like,
you.
What? Are you... Like, your poor son. Like,
yeah.
take it down a notch. I was like, you know, hey, if you're not doing anything with your day, a little TISD. Hop on there. Yeah. I could have pimped it more, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
They loved...
You giving out any shirts as Christmas presents?
Yes.
You are.
Family members, though. So that doesn't count. Because they're all like, where's my fucking long sleeve? Can I get a fucking baseball shirt? I'm like, no, we made like 10 shirts. That's what I have.
Yeah.
What fucking size is it? I want an XL. I'm like, you wouldn't fit in an XL. You're a double XL. I don't want something that says double XL on it. I'm like, it doesn't say it on the front of the shirt, you dickhead.
Yeah, people assume it anyways, you fat turd.
It's a free shirt, you prick.
You know what?
What?
He needs a double XL because those things are a little snug.
They are. They're tight. They're tight.
Yeah. We keep it tight, all right?
Tight. Tight butthole. Yeah, I got a couple of those going on. What about you?
No, I don't even have... I already
We
gave
have
one.
Extras. They're right behind you.
I know. I only took one from you.
Who wants a t-shirt? Hit us up at @sodumb_podcast.
Yeah.
We got a couple extras. We're still working off that mannequin money over at 14 Finches.
Exactly.
14finches.com for all your graphic design needs. Reach out. They got some great graphic designs. They got some great t-shirts cranking out. I'm thinking.
Great Christmas presents.
Great Christmas presents. If you're into CrossFit, if you're into, they do a lot of designs for schools. It's really taken off.
If you're into cool t-shirts.
If you're into cool t-shirts and cool designs, 14finches, 14finches.com. We got to step up our game with some of our merch too.
Yeah, we also have to step up our game on our content on our podcasts.
That's right. What do you want to see? Why? You don't, what do you mean, on the podcast itself?
Yeah.
This is good stuff.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear about Viggo Mortensen's dick when we listen back.
Did you guys really spend 15 minutes talking about Viggo Mortensen's dick?
Goddamn right, we did.
Right, we did. I Eastern promise you, we did.
Oh.
Ayo. Yeah. Where are we at right now?
55 minutes.
Holy cow. You look thrilled.
I am.
You look fucking thrilled.
Man.
We're back in the zone.
Man, you know what it is? It's these Sunday nights, man.
Yeah, the killers. Yeah,
we got to do it earlier in the week.
Fridays or Saturdays.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the good, that's the good time.
Yeah.
Even if it's late night.
Yeah,
like or even if it's early. Skidamax after dark.
Yeah.
Ooh, early.
Yeah, I can do early.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, I'll do it at 7 o'clock. Let's fucking crank it out.
I'll do it whenever.
Yeah.
I'll crank one out right now.
Yeah.
Take a listen.
I believe it.
Take
Let me listen. See. Wait a minute.
Can you hear that?
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that what Stern does? When he does his jerk-off thing? I think so.
Is it? He does the cheek?
Yeah.
Well, anyway. What?
This is so dumb.
This has been so dumb.
Love you guys.
Mean it.
You guys are so dumb.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response, were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought? Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.